Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. Vanessa Denha-Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. I'm always fascinated by topics of etiquette, and I think it's so important that it's something that we do train our young children on proper etiquette. And so when I came across a flyer of a local certified etiquette coach, I thought, oh, cool, let's bring her on the show. So I'm bringing on Courtney. She's joining me. She's a certified etiquette coach, helping others increase their self-confidence and reach their full potential by providing exceptional training in modern etiquette and effective communication skills. Courtney's interactive programs are designed to build foundational life skills and instill values of confidence, empathy, and respect. As an etiquette expert, she offers modern advice designed to elevate the everyday. Courtney, and I apologize because I didn't ask you this before we went to record, how to pronounce your last name.
Thank you so much for having me, Vanessa. My last name is pronounced Opelko. So Courtney Opelko.
Thank you, Courtney Opelko. Thank you for joining us. And I just love this. So tell us, Courtney, a little bit about how you got involved. What intrigued you or interested you into becoming an expert and a certified coach in etiquette?
Well, this is a story I always like to tell, but my interest in etiquette goes all the way back to when I was a child. And I've always been a rule follower. I like to do things the way they should be done. And for a birthday around fourth grade, I was given an etiquette book. And I was extremely offended because I felt that I really followed the rules well and I knew what to do. And I didn't think that book was for me. Well, long story short, once I started to read the book, I realized that there was so much more still to learn and that etiquette wasn't just about following rules, but it was really a set of tools that I could use to increase my self-confidence and connect with others. And throughout my life, I have always recognized the benefits of practicing good manners and etiquette, whether that's in personal or professional situations. Just being able to navigate different situations and relate to others has only ever helped me to overcome obstacles, take advantage of opportunities, and create meaningful relationships along the way.
So tell me in your experience, the value you have seen by teaching these techniques to other people, to young people, and the importance of manners and etiquette in the world today. Why are they so important?
Well, good manners and etiquette help us to relate with others. And it doesn't matter what your age is or what you do. Life depends on the relationships that we have with ourselves and with others. And etiquette gives us those tools and guidelines to help us navigate exceptional celebrations in time, different life milestones, and also helps us to navigate those tricky situations we all have, whether they're with friends or family or just those common faux pas that we all find ourselves in, and how do we overcome those obstacles? Etiquette and good manners really just helps us to be able to do that with confidence.
You know, let's talk about confidence and communication, because I think it's so important in the workplace, and to teach those skills at a young age, I think is imperative, especially as kids go on to college and seek out professional careers and go on to job interviews. Can you elaborate with us the importance of how communication skills really does help with your confidence?
Yeah. So I always say to young professionals who are entering the workplace, there will be times, really any time throughout your life, where you may be in an interview process and your resume and your experience may look identical to every other top person that's applied for the job. What's going to make you stand out is your confidence, the way that you communicate who you are and the problems that you solve, and do that in a way that relates to others. That's really what is going to help you stand out from the competition. And being able to communicate effectively is going to help fast forward the relationship building and help you step outside of that competition.
So Courtney, tell me about the demographics of the people you work with. Are they teenagers, high school students? Like, what are the age groups of people that you work with typically?
I work with children, teens, and adults. There's It's never too soon or too late to learn etiquette and use those tools as a way to elevate your life, to build your self-confidence, and to take one more step closer to your full potential. So I really teach all ages because these are life skills that we need to learn and practice and use every step of the way.
Courtney, since reading that book, which I think is so awesome that you were given that book at such a young age, and now this ended up being your career path. Since reading that book, how much have you learned along the way? Because I'm a big proponent in believing that we learn when we teach. And, you know, I too am a coach. I do communication strategy coach, but in the adult workplace. And so every time I coach a client, I feel like I learn and I become a better communicator and enhances my skills and my ability to coach and teach others and facilitate programs. How has what you have done over the years helped you?
It has helped me immensely, not only increase and improve my own communication skills, but I think it also really has grounded me in a sense of understanding and empathy that everyone wants to do their best. You would be hard pressed to find someone who isn't trying to do the best they can with what they have. And whether it's a child, a teen, or adult, we all want to feel good about ourselves. We all want to connect with other people, and we all want to do the very best we can. A lot of times we maybe just don't have access to the tools, or we've never been introduced to different strategies. And being able to provide some of those tools, to provide an example, has really shown me that we're all really looking for the same thing, which is to feel confident and to feel included.
Courtney is also a member of the International Etiquette Trainer Society, as well as the Protocol Diplomacy International Protocol Officers Association. And Courtney, you've shared modern etiquette advices on social media. I want to talk about social media because there, I'm amazed on how much lack of etiquette there is on social media. Is that part of your presentation or your training, is talking to your clients about how they communicate on social media?
Yes. And I think it's incredibly important because social media is an amazing tool. When it's used responsibly, it gives us an outlet to connect with others, to share our message, and it can be a wonderful, wonderful thing. But when it's not used wisely, it can also be very dangerous, full of misinformation, and a place to, you know, tear people down. I think we've all seen the good and the bad of social media. So what I always tell my clients is to treat your social media as an extension of who you are. You should never show up or say things that you wouldn't say to someone's face. So whether that's using an example of making sure that you would like what your grandma saw post that you post, or to just remember that there's a person behind that screen, is so important to just continue to use those same good manners to show up the same way that you would in person, even if you're behind a screen.
Such great advice there, Courtney. And I even remember many years ago, I was involved in putting together a woman symposium with high school students. And there was a panel of experts, and there were women leadership. So there were CEOs of companies, and there was a judge, and there was an HR director. And one of the HR directors, and she was an HR director for one of the big three automotive companies here in Michigan. And she talked about, just an example, she narrowed down a pool of hundreds of applicants for a particular job down to two people, a guy and a girl. And she originally picked the girl, not because she was a girl, she just happened to thought she was a better candidate, went through the process better. That night that she was, the night before she was supposed to call her to tell her that she was going to be awarded this position, they were going to hire her, she went on the young woman's social media, and she was so appalled by what she saw that she actually called the young lady the next day and told her why she wasn't going to get the job because of what she saw on social media.
Wow, that is such a powerful example of social media and what it can do. And it's important to remember that the internet doesn't sleep, right? So it's one thing to put on your best outfit and your confidence and to walk into an office for an interview, but like you said, you have to think about what do people see outside of that? And that is why it's so important to show up online the same way you would show up in person.
You know, and another thing that was said at that symposium, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this as well, Courtney, there was a judge who was on the panel, and she actually talked about, she actually was able to, prosecutors charge, but sentence, the maximum sentence of a bullying crime because it was done on social media. Mm-hmm. And kids were charged with a bullying crime and actually were charged with maximum sentence because of what they put on social media. So it can be a wonderful place and can be a very dangerous place. And I'm glad you're addressing that. What are other challenges that you see your clients facing, young, you know, teenagers and young adults face today where etiquette training is so important for them?
Well, between the isolation of the pandemic and changing social norms and increased screen time and the influence of social media, children and teens today face many more challenges on top of the typical just challenge of growing up. And what I find is that what they're looking for is that confidence to connect. So a lot of times we hear that, I'll hear, my kid just doesn't put their phone down. They don't know how to talk to people. A lot of that comes from self-confidence and just having the ability to practice those skills. So I often find that at the end of the trainings, these teens are so much more confident and they are saying, thank you. No one has talked to me about these things. No one has taught me how to feel confident about myself. And now I have tools that I can use to help make new friends, to help feel confident about who I am. And that's what they're looking for. So I think it's important to remember that children and teens need guidance. They need to have a good example of what that confidence looks like and how to communicate with others. So that way they can worry less about what other people think about them and focus more on making those friends and building those relationships. But they want to feel confident. They want to make friends. They want to feel included, and they want to have the tools to be able to do that.
We're talking about etiquette and effective communication skills with a certified etiquette coach, Courtney Olpelko, here on It's Your Community. Courtney, how does your programs work? Do you do workshops? Do you work with clients one-on-one? Kind of give us a run through of how you work with clients.
I work with clients both in person and virtually. I do group events. I do private trainings one-on-one. And I also work with social clubs and social groups like country clubs or scout troops, schools, and different nonprofit organizations, professional organizations, really anything. The nice thing about etiquette is that it does touch every piece of our life. And so I'm able to customize my training to really tailor it to those individual needs.
Yeah, I love that. And do you ever work with like moms and daughters or like families or, you know, anything
yes,
like that?
I do. I have done several family sessions. I have a 5-part series that I love to bring to families that focuses on everything from positive body language to respectful communication, social etiquette, and dining etiquette. And when it comes to families, I think dinner time or meal time really doesn't have to be dinner is so important as to create a cornerstone in your family routine around the table, because there are so many life skills that are learned at the table. And I love to focus on that. I love to help families find ways to bring that back into their routine so that they can all benefit from connecting with each other over a meal.
So Courtney, you know, we're big proponents here in It's Your Community and promoting, connecting, collaborating, and communicating with the community. How can proper etiquette and our communication skills help us do just that? You know, it's a really heightened form of networking at a deeper level.
Yes. The way that etiquette training can help is that it really teaches you to listen and to observe others. And as I'm sure you would agree, listening is the biggest tool that we have when it comes to being effective communicators. So being able to observe others, to be able to listen to others, to ask good questions, helps us to deepen those connections. Things like our body language, our posture, our eye contact, all of these nonverbal cues help others to feel connected and to trust us so that we can build those relationships and make them stronger and deeper. And that's what etiquette gives us the tools to do, is to really take away the awareness that we have on ourselves. So we're not worried so much, am I doing the right thing? Am I holding my fork the right way? Am I taking the right glass or whatever that is? We can feel confident in ourselves. And by doing that, that gives us the space to focus on other people.
What tips can you share with us today, people listening, like, you know, maybe some of the biggest mistakes people make or some of the quick fixes we can do, anything like that?
Yes. Let me share a few quick fixes that anyone can start practicing today to practice etiquette and help elevate their everyday. The number one quick fix is to sit and stand up straight. It sounds so silly. It sounds so simple, but we go about our day and we're often unaware of the body language that we are projecting to others and the message that's communicating. So just by standing up straight, you are going to look and feel more confident. You're going to allow more oxygen to your brain, so you'll be able to think and speak more clearly, and you will be able to make a really good impression with those that you connect with. So posture is always my number one thing to start with, because we can all just sit up a little bit straighter and it makes such a difference.
Wow. That's a great tip. And you know, it's so funny because we know that nonverbal communication is, you know, some studies have showed, you know, upper to 80, 90% of how we communicate. And that is our body language. That includes our body language. So we can actually be communicating to people without even, you know, uttering one word.
Yes. Yes. And a lot of times the perception someone else has of us is not what we're trying to communicate. And that, again, a lot of that comes from those nonverbal cues that we just don't think about so often. So that would be my number one quick fix.
Go ahead.
My second quick fix is to just think about the words that you speak and to not be too casual and forget those simple please and thank you, the magical words, I like to call them, even when we're speaking with our own family. So a lot of times we get very comfortable with people, with our friends, with our family, and those niceties drop away, but really they're so important. So whether you're ordering a coffee at Starbucks or just interacting with your family, a simple please and thank you go a long way.
Wow, that's a great tip. You have another one you want to share? Or is that?
Sure.
Okay, so let's do one more and then I have another question.
Okay, so my last tip, and I think this is really great for parents who are looking to connect with their kids, is to really ask open-ended questions. So I always like to give the example of, you know, instead of, did you have a good day at school today? You might get a yes or a no or an eye roll. Instead, I like to suggest asking, can you tell me one new thing you learned at school today? Or can you tell me one way you helped a friend today? And really give those open-ended questions to help draw out conversation and connection.
That's great advice. And, you know, Courtney, one of the things that my husband has been a big proponent with raising our daughter, he always tells her, you know, smile, always have a smile on your face when you walk into a room, you know, be inviting to other people. And that, you know, and he's known, everybody that knows him says, is your husband never not smiling? It's like, no, that's just who he is. So I think that really even your facial expression has a lot to do with how people will perceive you and approach you.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. What else do you want to share with our listeners? We have about 2-3 minutes left with you here on It's Your Community. Courtney, what else do you want to share with our listeners? How can we reach you? How can we find out more about your work?
Yes. Well, I think the most important thing to remember is that etiquette is not a set of stuffy rules or outdated guidelines. Really, etiquette changes with society. It evolves over time, and it gives us those guidelines to help us better connect with others. And so I think it's important to keep an open mind of what etiquette can do for you, and that good manners is really about how we make others feel. And that's what's most important, is treating ourselves and each other with kindness and respect. I would love to connect with the community. You can find me online at CourtneyOpelkoEtiquette.com and on Instagram with the same name, CourtneyOpelkoEtiquette. And reach out via the website or social media if you have etiquette questions that you need help with, or you're looking for upcoming events, all of that information will be shared there.
Courtney, let me ask you this real quickly. For people listening, maybe it's a school principal or a director of a sports team or, you know, athletic director, can they bring you in to create a workshop specifically for their sports team or their, you know, I don't know, freshman class or whatever it may be?
Yes. I love working with schools. I think these life skills are so important, especially for teenagers who are beginning to enter that next phase of their personal life as they begin interviewing and gaining outside experience. And so I love to work with teams and schools to create custom trainings to help their students, whether that's with business etiquette, so how to handle those first interviews, or dining etiquette, if you're going out to lunch with a mentor, how to handle a business lunch, to even how to make sure that your resume is really showing your best skills and your best self, so that way you can show up with confidence.
Right. Great advice, Courtney. Thank you so much for joining us. Give out your website one more time.
It's www.CourtneyOpelkoEtiquette.com.
Can you spell your last name for us?
It's OPALKO.
CourtneyOpelkoEtiquette.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Courtney.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me today, Vanessa.
Oh, my pleasure. And as courses, Courtney shares on her website, she teaches on modern manners, confident communication, and everyday elegance. Learning modern etiquette is a fun and simple way to boost self-confidence, build deeper relationships, and elevate your everyday. She says you deserve to shine, and they're happy to help you feel confident, poised, and prepared for success. So whether you desire to improve your social graces, develop the confidence and polish required when navigating the corporate world, or you simply wish to elevate your everyday, Courtney can provide the training you need to stand out in the crowd. And so she talks about business etiquette, social etiquette, and modern manners for children and teens. And it's such an important thing to be teaching our young adults. So from business etiquette, she talks about polish your handshake, learn how to work a room, gain the confidence you need to crush your next presentation. We offer complimentary consultations so we can customize your course, which meets your specific business needs, and that's corporate training. And then social etiquette, navigate a formal dinner, entertain with ease, from hosting to toasting. You can bring your dining and social etiquette to the next level with individual instruction designed to boost self-confidence and help you shine in any social situation. And then modern manners for children and teens. It's a unique approach to modern etiquette, making learning manners fun. Children and teens learn the importance of positive mindset, respectful communication, and dining etiquette through signature programs offered virtually and in person. So these are just some of the things that Courtney offers. She also has a blog and virtual events and private virtual training and various other services. So you can go and find out more at her website. Courtney, thank you again for joining us here on It's Your Community. Questions or comments, show topics you want me to get to, you could reach me easily by going to Epiphany Communications and Coaching, and you can message me there, or you can go to any of my social media platforms, including Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook, or you can find me, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Twitter, or on Facebook. And we'll reach out to you with some show ideas and schedule you as some guests. We're always looking for new guests, so reach out to us. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.